Welcome to this week's Leader Guide for Your Life Group. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's get started as we introduce this week's material.
Hey, Life Group leaders and hosts, it's Scott here. We are in week four of our fall quarter for 2025. I hope that you have been having a great time with your group, and I hope that you enjoyed the message and all the focus on, hey, what does it look like for us to be disciples and followers of Jesus? And Chris unpacked a wonderful sermon just kind of talking about the value of discipleship. And then we launched this incredible tool that we hope that you use. If you remember from last week, Larry mentioned, hey, tools, not rules. And so this is a tool that helps you along. And so we're really excited about the North Coast app. Hope you are as well. But before we jump into the discussion guide, few quick reminders here is just that we as Life Group pastors are available for you anytime. You should have your Life Group pastor's phone number. If you don't, make sure you reach out and grab that, because we want to be a resource for you. We want to connect with you. We want to help you if you ever have a question about anything. That reminder, you don't need to answer every question. And then also just kind of be thinking about where you're at for maybe your social or your impact project for this quarter. If you guys are hoping to do one, we want to see all of our groups do at least one impact project a year. And so, man, this could be the time to do that as well. So maybe make some room for that on your calendar and think about ways that you guys could do that. We got all the resources, ways, and thoughts and strategies for you guys to do that on our website, same place you got this document. So, yeah, few announcements. If you haven't yet, men, you want to sign up for the men's conference on October 24th, 25th. We got a QR code on this document. And also you can go to northcoastchurch.com/men's-conference, and that's where you'll get to. And then another real quick thing, if you haven't yet downloaded the North Coast Church app, again, we would love for you to grab that and put that on your phone. It's just a tool to help you have some daily scripture encouragement that helps you with just, man, you're abiding in Christ. And so there's a QR code as well and a link on this document on the hard copy there, but it's all over our website. You should be able to find it. If you need help, let me know. Moving into our discussion guide, first question here in the warm-up section is, what apps do you use the most? Hint, if you're not sure, you can check in your phone settings. So just a thought here, this is a playful opener, draws people into an everyday topic. It's also a great way to transition into maybe those spiritual habits through digital tools. I definitely have the Bible on my phone, but I also Audible, like listening to books, that's probably my number one used app outside of, you know, texting or checking my email and stuff like that. But additional scripture here would be 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever we do, that's the focus. Whatever we do, we want to do it all for the glory of God. Additional question here could be, are there any apps that you found spiritually helpful or maybe harmful? Like, this is pulling me away from God, or this is encouraging me in my walk with God. A conversation caution here could be, watch for unintentional app shaming or defensiveness. I mean, we can feel defensive when we see, like, oh man, I spent all this time on this app. Like, and we can feel bad about it. But so just keep the tone fun and curious. Also, some people might not even have a smartphone. I know that if you're like, well, how are they functioning in 2025? I got some friends who don't have smartphones. There's actually a movement kind of moving back towards that just regular dumb phone. So kudos to those people who are doing that. So just be mindful that those people exist, and it's normal, and it's a good thing too. So just like let that be a part of the conversation if it comes up. Group dynamic tip is have everyone guess each other's most used app before revealing it. That can just be a fun thing. Like, oh, I think you might be Audible, or you might be Yelp and food, and you might be, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe like botany, or I don't even know what botany is. Anyways, if someone knows what botany is, tell me. I might look it up after this. I was thinking about like horticultural, so like study of plants. Anyways, I digress. Let's move on. Section, still in the warm-up, question two here is, let's do a little in-app scavenger hunt. Download or update the North Coast Church app and create an account if you haven't already. So the questions could be like, follow someone from this life group in the app, or what was today's daily scripture passage, or how many episodes have been released in the first app exclusive series. So just be mindful. Not everyone's going to have the app. Not everyone might want the app on their phone. That's okay. So if that's the case, I mean, you guys feel free to skip this question. But additional thought here could be like, this is a great chance to maybe teach engagement with the app in a hands-on, social, fun way. It builds familiarity and boosts just that digital discipleship tool. Additional scripture here could be Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, encouraging one another all the more as the day draws near. And so this is just really, this is a way that we've considered, how do we stir one another up in love and good works? It's a tool. Conversation caution here could be ready to help those maybe who are less tech savvy, so no one feels left behind. Also, just that reality that some may be resistant about the app. That's okay. The conversation is more about what are useful ways that we can use our phones to help us walk with Jesus. Third question and last question in our warm-up section is, what part of this weekend's message resonated with you the most and why? Additional thought here could be people may focus on John 15, maybe it's Romans 12, or it's the app challenge. Each response is a window into how God is working. Additional scripture here is just that John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he who bears much fruit, as Chris was unpacking. Conversation caution, if the app part of the message distracted some, just redirect it to the core spiritual truths behind the tool. So, hey, what's the point? Why did we bring it up? Why was that the part that Chris mentioned at the end there? Why is this something that we're find valuable for North Coast? So just allow that to be the heartbeat behind the conversation. Know it section here. Question one is, you could say Chris's favorite word is remain. Looking back at John 15:1-11, what does the word remain communicate? How is it different from just believing or following? Additional thought, remaining is not a one-time belief. It's a daily reliance, consistent connection, and it's a staying when it's hard. So additional question could be like, what helps you personally remain in Christ when life is chaotic or dry or hard? A conversation caution here could be some may confuse remaining with performance. Reframe it as a relationship, not as rule keeping. We don't want you just to do these things in the app because you feel like you need to do these things in the app. That's not the goal. The goal is that you remain in relationship with Christ. And like Larry mentioned last week, it's a tool. And like we wanted to give you a tool that we feel like could be helpful. Group dynamic tip. Have group members describe the metaphor of the vine and branches, maybe in their own words. Like what's a new way of kind of thinking about that? Question two here is, this weekend, Chris mentioned Romans 12:1-2 as an integral part of being a true disciple. Being that we are not called to be conformed to the world, but rather conformed to Jesus. Give 3 to 5 hallmarks of what a transformed life should look like. So a thought here is, traits may include like humility, mercy, patience, service, sacrificial love. Encourage specific lived out examples. So like when we say humility, like what would that look like? Or patience, like, okay, I'm going to let other people go in front of me. Or service, I'm going to be generous with my home and my resources. I'm going to be hospitable. Or sacrificial love, I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give to the needy. What are those maybe specific examples? And let your group kind of unpack that together. Additional question could be, how can we tell if transformation is happening inwardly, even if it's slow or messy? Like, what are ways that we can be aware of those things? Conversation caution is, avoid a checklist mentality. Transformation is ongoing and is grace-filled. And just that dynamic tip here for your group is, maybe do this together, make a list together, then ask maybe which one is the easiest for someone or maybe the hardest for someone. Third question here is, Romans 12 begins with the word therefore, which points us back to where what came just before it. So read and discuss Romans 11:33-36. Read that together. How do these verses set the stage for Paul's call to live as true disciples? How could they motivate us to stay the course when following Jesus gets hard? So a thought here is Romans 11 ends with maybe like, well, it does end with awe and worship. Paul essentially says, look at how awesome and amazing God is. That awe becomes the fuel for transformation in Romans 12. It's that awe and just recognizing what God is doing and who he is. Additional scripture here, just check out Romans 11, 36. Maybe highlight that. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Just a powerful verse there. So additional question could be, how would awe, wonder, and gratitude shift how you obey or follow Jesus? So just a tip here. Maybe read this out loud and do it slowly. Maybe even do it twice and ask each person to reflect on one phrase that stood out. Don't rush through Romans 11. Let the beauty of God's depth and wisdom sink in. We can be like, I'm going to read it. We're going to talk about it. But like, let the word of God like move in and through us as we just sit and realize just what Romans 11 is talking about there. So maybe that's just a tip for you. The share it section. So this, hey, how have we experienced this in our own lives? So this weekend, we looked at six key steps in the life of Jesus followers. These are also the six badges you'll find in the app. You can share about a time you took one of these steps for the very first time and how it impacted or transformed you. So a thought here is these moments often mark a major growth or milestone, like baptism or volunteering or serving or giving for the very first time, like saying yes to Jesus. Like all of these things are usually, when we do it for the first time, they mark us in some way. So that's kind of the point of this question here. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only. The goal of gathering together on a weekend isn't just to learn more information about God. It's to know who he is and be transformed by his word and be transformed by him so that we reflect him more rightly every single week. That's why we get together. That's why we stir one another up. We spur one another on for good works. That's the whole point of community in Christ, is to keep our eyes fixed on him together. Hebrews 12:1-2, like, man, do that for and with one another. So a conversation caution here could be, some may feel shame for not doing enough. Encourage sharing from wherever people are in their journey. Also be mindful that someone could have all their badges lit, but that doesn't mean they are remaining well with Christ. It may mean they have just done the steps. The goal is being close to Jesus and walking in obedience to him. So this is the reality. We can do all the right things and not be with Jesus. And so that's a danger. And just be aware of that and maybe kind of acknowledge that, because the goal is to be with Christ and to walk in love and obedience to him, not just to get our badges lit. A group dynamic tip is, allow people to choose one step they've taken and one they're still wrestling with. This invites everyone in. Second question here is, Jesus repeats remain 11 times in John 15. Showing how central it is to our walk with him. Can you think of a season when it was hard for you to remain with him? What made it difficult, and how did you experience his faithfulness during that time? A thought here is, this open space for real stories of doubt, dryness, or hardship, precisely when remaining matters most. I know for me and for so many of us, when we should be remaining is when we tend to drift. And so what are the ways that we were able to remain? What allowed us to experience his faithfulness in that time? A scripture here could be 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. And you can check out that whole verse there. Additional question is, what helped bring you back or keep you connected to the vine during that season? What was it? What allowed you to stay close to him? Conversation caution is, be mindful of unresolved pain or loss. This is a tender and can be a tender space, so lead with empathy and gratitude. A group dynamic tip is just, this may be a great time for your group to maybe, if it's mixed genders, to break into maybe a men's group and a women's group, and just kind of separate those so that you guys can maybe have some time in that space. Here's the reality. I know for me, it was community. It was a man of God in my life, my good friend Blake, who just encouraged me when things were really hard to say, like, man, who are you in Christ? And who is Christ in you? And it was just like, that's what I needed to be like, this is hard, but he's worth it and he's faithful. Last section here, our Live It section. As you reflect on this weekend's message, what is your next step of discipleship? Whether it is one of the six badges or not. So a thought here is this is a moment for clarity and commitment, not pressure. Steps may be small but significant. Look, it might not be like you could have all six badges lit up. That doesn't mean you're done. Like there is always more. On this side of eternity, we are far from perfect. And that's the point. Like, so what is our next step of obedience? Like maybe it's offering forgiveness. Maybe it is receiving Jesus. Maybe it's being baptized. Maybe it's giving. And maybe, I don't know. That's the point of this conversation. This is the point of your group. So Philippians 1, additional scripture here. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "And he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ." Additional question here could be, what's one action you can take this week toward that next step? Maybe not even just like what's, how do you move closer to that? A caution here could be resist comparing steps. Growth is not a competition. It's not be like, so for those who maybe feel like they don't, I'm still not where I need to be. That's okay. So where are you? And what step do you need to take? That's the point. All of our journeys are unique. A dynamic tip here for your group would be invite everyone to write down their next step and bring it back next week for accountability and celebration. Like, hey, write it down. And then did you do it? Second question here, last question here of our discussion guide is challenge. Complete the daily habits in the app every day for a week. Bonus, follow each other in the app. Get notified when someone in your group has a prayer request or is praying for you, and come back next week and share about that experience. This is both a challenge and an invitation to the daily rhythms with God. Small daily faithfulness leads to lifelong transformation. It's 1 degree change maybe, and that 1 degree over a long time is going to put you in a different spot. Psalms 119, 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Spending time with God allows us to see where we are and where we need to go. That's what his word does for us. And so spending time in his word and encouraging one another in his word is always valuable. Additional question here is, what would help you build consistency with daily habits? And then maybe it's the app, maybe it's something else. This is the hope that this is it. This helps you daily, but what else could it be? And a group caution here is, if people miss a day or don't do what they said they were going to do, it's progress over perfection. Jesus is in it for the long game. He cares about our whole souls. He cares about our whole self, not just our checklist. Guys, I am so stoked for the conversations you're going to be having this week. Let me pray for you, and I hope you have a good one. Lord, go with our leaders and hosts. Be with them as they have conversation. I ask that you would allow them to hear your voice this week, and that you would bring transformation in their lives and the members of their group's lives, and that we as a people of God would reflect you more accurately in everything that we say and do, that we would see your glory for our good, but for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.